You are rude and arrogant, Blaine said. These may seem like interesting traits to you, but they are not to me. Eddie's face was frantic. He mouthed the words, "What are you doing?" Roland ignored him. He had his hands full with Blaine, and he knew perfectly well what he was doing. Oh, I can be much ruder than I have been. Roland of Gilead unfolded his hands and got slowly to his feet. He stood on what appeared to be nothing, legs apart, his right hand on his hip, and his left on the sandalwood grip of his revolver. He stood as he had stood so many times before, in the dusty streets of 100 forgotten towns, in a score of rock-lined canyon killing zones, in unnumbered dark saloons with their smells of bitter beer and old fried meals. It was just another showdown in another empty street. That was all, and that was enough. It was Kef, Ka, and Ka-Tet. That the showdown always came was the central fact of his life and the axle upon which his own Ka revolved. That the battle would be fought with words instead of bullets this time made no difference. It would be a battle to the death just the same. The stench of killing in the air was as clear and definite as the stench of exploded carrion in a swamp. Then the battle rage descended as it always did, and he was no longer really there to himself at all. I can call you a nonsensical, empty-headed, foolish, arrogant machine. I can call you a stupid, unwise creature whose sense is no more than the sound of a winter wind in a hollow tree. Stop it! Roland went on in the same serene tone, ignoring Blaine completely. Unfortunately, I am somewhat restricted in my ability to be rude, since you are only a machine, what Eddie calls a gadget. I am a great deal more than just... I cannot call you a sucker of cocks, for instance, because you have no mouth and no cock. I cannot say you are viler than the vilest beggar who ever crawled the gutters of the lowest street in creation, because even such a creature is better than you. You have no knees on which to crawl and would not fall upon them even if you did, for you have no conception of such a human flaw as mercy. I cannot even say you fucked your mother because you had none. Roland paused for breath. His three companions were holding theirs. All around them, suffocating, was Blaine the Mono's thunderstruck silence. I can call you a faithless creature who let your only companion kill herself, a coward who has delighted in the torture of the foolish and the slaughter of the innocent, a lost and bleating mechanical goblin who... I command you to stop it, or I'll kill you all right here. Roland's eyes blazed with such wild blue fire that Eddie shrank away from him. Dimly, he heard Jake and Susanna gasp.
Kill if you will, but command me nothing, the gunslinger roared. You have forgotten the faces of those who made you. Now either kill us or be silent and listen to me, Roland of Gilead, son of Stephen, gunslinger and lord of the ancient lands. I have not come across all the miles and all the years to listen to your childish prating. Do you understand? Now you will listen to me.
There was a moment of shocked silence. No one breathed. Roland stared sternly forward, his head high, his hand on the butt of his gun. Susanna Dean raised her hand to her mouth and felt the small smile there, as a woman might feel some strange new article of clothing, a hat perhaps, to make sure it is still on straight. She was afraid that this was the end of her life, but the feeling which dominated her heart at that moment was not fear, but pride. She glanced to her left and saw Eddie regarding Roland with an amazed grin. Jake's expression was even simpler. It was adoration, pure and simple.
Tell him, Jake breathed. Walk it to him. Right.
You better pay attention, Eddie agreed. He really doesn't give much of a rat's ass, Blaine. They didn't call him the Mad Dog of Gilead for nothing.